the devil's advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Eve edition. I got to find Code Devil for the rest of the hour. He is John Nichols from The Nation. John, I appreciate you sticking around. And I've got some breaking news for you, John, and for the audience. The January 6th committee, the question over whether or not Donald Trump had the ability to shield the National Archive records, the January 6th records, the ones that Joe Biden said, I have executive privilege and I do not extend it to you. Well, a three-judge panel unanimously in a 68-page decision today said that Trump does not have any basis to override President Biden's judgment or the agreement and accommodations worked out between the political branches. Therefore, John, apparently it's moving on to the U.S. Supreme Court. We'll see if they take it up. But, you know, a little movement in the correct direction. They will not shield Trump's records. But, John, let me ask you about the ever so important news over on the Foxy News. You know, they don't have any outrage whatsoever for the January 6th insurrectionists. They were just doing some touristy sort of activities. But somebody burns their Christmas tree in Midtown Manhattan outside the Foxy News studios. Well, John, it's the war on Christmas, and Fox News is in the crosshairs. I have never heard Fox newscasters so victimized as they were yesterday. What'd you think of the whole burning of the tree?
Well, I'm against burning trees, at least until after the holiday. And I guess somehow people dispose of them. Although I like putting them out on the lake, especially if it's frozen lake. But look, you know, I think there's some real revelations here and some significant things. We've gotten to the bottom of at least some issues. Key to it, or first and foremost, Fox has a fake Christmas tree. And I thought, wow, a fake Christmas tree for fake news. That's a nice combination. Because you saw after it burned, what was left of it was sort of this, like, you know, metal infrastructure or whatever was there. And I absolutely understand their outrage. You know, you don't want, anybody invading your space and doing harm to, you know, those things that you treasure and value. So it's only, the only thing that's a little surprising to me is that they're so excited about that, but not at all excited about the invasion of space on January 6th, that being our U.S. Capitol. We would expect this from Fox, I guess, but I was struck by some of the outrage. Was quite fascinating because one of their personalities was ranting on about how the tree symbolized everything that we valued. And she said Jesus and Hanukkah were represented by the tree. And so I'm thinking that was a very, very special Fox Christmas tree as it crossed many different religious traditions.
Oh, that Ainsley. She's special.
Yeah, that's it. That was quite a statement by her.
My fine guest, John Nichols, he's a special guest. We appreciate you coming around, John. So what about the Christmas cards being shared by, let's call it, a few of the congressional Republicans, people like Thomas Massie.
With a gun.
And Lauren Boebert, and they're trying to outdo one another. You know, the whole family's got AR-15s, Santa send ammo. And obviously there was another school shooting, not that that's a rarity in this nation, John, but a school shooting in Oxford, Michigan last week. And neither of these reps represent that district, but still very coarse and bad timing. And, you know, of course they were just trying to troll the left, John. I think that's ultimately what so many of them do instead of governance. But you know, what AR-15 would Jesus carry around? What do you think, John?
Don't think there'd be a weapon in the Nazarene's tradition there. It kind of goes against the turn the other cheek message. Look, the reality of what these Republicans are doing is that they're showing exactly who they are and where they come from. That on, you know, a holiday that they would, of course, be very offended if, you know, some liberal was to blaspheme or to, in some way, you know, disrespect. They're more than happy to, you know, blaspheme and disrespect with shows of weapons and calls for ammunition. And you know, it's interesting because I'm not usually one who misses Bill O'Reilly, but of course, as we recall, Bill O'Reilly was very, very concerned about the war on Christmas, and I would be quite intrigued to hear his commentary on Republican members of Congress arming up for the war on Christmas.
John, is perhaps the Democrats' best weapon in the midterms next year, obviously very narrow margins in both the Senate and the House. Is it possibly the Republican caucus is the Democrats' best weapon?
No, I'm going to disagree on that one. I'm going to say it's Trump himself. I think that Donald Trump remains a brilliant tool, and I especially like the suggestion by some Republicans that they would like to use the kind of quirk in the Constitution that would allow them to elect Trump as Speaker of the House. I would hope that they keep talking that up so voters can ponder that concept. But yes, the Republican caucus is, you know, certainly a part of what benefits Democrats. The more Republicans in Congress show themselves to be who they are and what they are, and the more that Donald Trump, you know, kind of amplifies and extends that, the more you'll see the prospect that that people may come out and once again, as they did in 2018 and 2020, vote against letting these people have power. And so it's clear that the Republicans are benefiting the Democrats to the extent that can happen. But the challenge, of course, is that in a low turnout election, you know, which midterms usually are, you know that the Republicans are going to come out, you know, full force. Their hate is going to bring them to the polls. There's no question of that. And yeah, there's a possibility that a disdain for the Republicans will bring Democrats to the polls. But at the end of the day, I think it's vital for Democrats to do more than that, to frame the midterms out for what they are, a real battle between democracy and those who oppose democracy, and also a real fight for what can come from a successful democracy where you do have representation of the will of the people, and that is, you know, real programmatic and transformational change. So I think you can run against the Republicans. That's great, and that's fine, and that's useful, et cetera, whatever phrase you want to use. But you've also got to show that when Democrats have power, they deliver, that they get things done. And I do think that all of that comes down to a lot of messaging, and I think at this point, Democrats have still got some work to do in that regard.
Well, let's not forget, Democrats, you're not feckless. You're incompetent, according to my pal, John Nichols from The Nation. John, really appreciate you coming by on this Friday Eve, man. Happy holidays. I'm sure we'll talk someday soon.
I look forward to it. Take care.
Thanks, John. More Devil's Advocates. Hour 2 is next. Please stick around. Phone lines, they're open. We'll take them in Hour 2 at 844-967-2789.
Do you see that strange fire?
A bush that burns?
It is on fire, but the bush does not burn.
The Devil Tree by Fruit offers elegance and sophistication.
You know, you only have two cheeks.